Blog Talk Radio.
Even a model looking breaking from the entertainment industry, need the right exposure? Look no further than IPH, Infinity Powerhouse. The source of models, talent, ads, and media is searching for the next breakout star to be promoted and featured on all of its media platforms, including Gucci Style, TM and CFM Magazine, and IPH Magazine.
Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my cross-town.
IPH is currently looking for media professionals and clients to help advertise their brands on the number one leading source for talent exposure, IPH. For more info or to subscribe to IPH Digital Publication Magazine, visit them at infinitypowerhouse.com or send an email to infinitypowerhouse@gmail.com. Infinity is spelled I-N-F-I-N-I-T-I, IPH, bringing an innovative mindset to the forefront.
If you are what you say you are,
welcome, welcome, everyone. We want to thank Sean Garvey and his team actually were putting that great commercial together out of Atlanta, Georgia. We're so super excited about all that is happening for us. IPH, we are doing a lot of traveling. We're doing so much for this community alone, where we in Fayetteville, North Carolina, versus Columbia, Virginia, New York, and also Atlanta. Texas, I know that you're requesting a lot, wanting us to come out that way, so we'll be visiting you all soon. And hopefully we can bring our media team out there and do some great red carpet presence there. Today we have in our office space, our radio station show case is Raymond Johnson. Woo! Welcome Raymond Johnson to our office space, our radio showcase. I'm excited to have you here with us. I just spoke with you a couple of days ago. And look at God. See how God just put things together?
It works just like, this is his show.
This is his show. You're right about that. I was sharing some things with you in reference to how I got started when we chatted on the phone. And just to give some insights, I know a lot of listeners and callers have listened to this before, but there are some new ones out there. I was basically looking for a platform for my models and talent. You want to give them exposure, so you want to take it to another step. And, of course, you're like, well, how can I do that? So through prayer and direction, God led me to start my own radio show. And about 6 months ago, it started like moving in a direction where I had more time to involve and put more actions towards it. So it's just great to know when people can call you up and say, when can we be on your show? That sounds great to me, but it feels even better because I know that God is in the midst of everything. So welcome aboard. So Raymond, I know that with you being located in Fayetteville, tell us about yourself and tell us what you want us to know about you.
Hey, thank you for having me on this show, Ms. Mm-hmm. Darlene. Real quick, I'm a native of Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I served 17 years in the U.S. Army. I just recently retired January 31st
right.
of this year, 2016.
Congratulations!
So I was very excited. Everybody asked me, what are you going to do when you grow up? I said, I'm already doing it, doing something that I love to do.
Yeah.
And God has been good, you know. Like I said, it was a struggle, you know, not making the promotion and everything.
Yes.
Like that. But then I thought about, you know what, there's something greater out there.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it. You know, and it's amazing how as you continue to give. I'm not a taker. It's all about giving back. You know, and you also, you know, it's like I call it the law of attraction.
Yeah.
People that you can, you know, on the same vibe, the same wavelength, your thoughts are on. It's like, man, there's people out there.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just so blessed right now. Currently, I'm the head coach at Grace Creek Middle School
wow.
for the boys. In the past fall, I was the head coach for the girls.
Wow.
So I really, really love giving back to the youth. This is a day and time where we really want to kind of empower them.
Right.
You know, because there are a lot of lost identities out there.
Yeah,
you got to bring them back.
You got to bring them back.
I can do this. I can do that.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, I have a beautiful wife, two children, 12 and a rising 5-year-old. he's like, I call him the general. My daughter, she's like a track star.
Oh, great.
I'm just very thankful.
Awesome. So what do you do for our coaching? What type of sport?
Track and
track,
field.
Track and field,
track
wow.
And, field.
And that's the interest of your daughter. So
yeah,
what a better way to be involved in her life?
Yeah.
That speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Great coaches. I mean, and I study from the best coaches
mm-hmm.
around. Shout out to Coach Mike Gibson. over at Fayetteville Flyers, Coach Harvey, Coach Thornton, and Freeman and Thornton, and Gordon.
Freeman and Gordon. How about that? Well, listeners, thank you all so much, and you're welcome to actually just call in and ask any questions. We can see when you're available to ask a question, and also you're welcome to just go into our message box and put any questions in there. I'm more than happy to actually have Raymond answer any questions you all will have. When it speak of how I got connected with the radio show, how is that with you? How you connected with them?
Wow. Now, that is a very – this story might go a little longer than normal. But,
okay.
My pastor, Pastor Christopher Davis, he's a minister at the pastor at the Throne Room Ministry, Force of Life Fayetteville.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, Raymond, I like how you deliver. I like how you're just able to inspire people on the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
And he said, I want you to be my co-host. I'm like, co-host? I didn't major in communications or anything like that. Oh, I don't know nothing about radio.
Right.
And so I realized, you know what, this is God's way of saying, hey, go for it. Let go and just go and do it. Just
right.
Jump, my sweetheart. So just jump.
Just jump. Exactly.
And so I jumped. So I was in the WIDU, special shout out to Wes and Sandy Cooking, but I was in there and I was like, man, I was cold for no reason. Like,
yeah.
See how warm it is in this building?
Yeah.
I would have been cold for no reason. That's how nervous I was. But on the same token, when they said set go, it was just natural.
Natural conversation,
flow from the heart.
Yeah.
And just say what's on your mind.
Yeah.
You know, in a positive way.
Man. Yeah.
You know, like Facebook say, what's on your mind? Like, I say,
I know.
Beautifully and wonderful way. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
But,
That's awesome. So being in the military, I know that it has, like you said, 17 years. I've actually worked for AT&T for 17 years. I retired last October. And I'm in bridging over what I'm doing, which I love. I knew I was going to do this already. I didn't know how it was going to happen. And the knowing of this was years, almost 27 years ago. But I knew having this beautiful one to my right and my other daughter, I wanted to provide a platform, you know, a level of where they could, you know, have a lifestyle that they didn't want for anything. And so I knew that in the fashion industry, that was going to be placed on hold for a bit, but I was going to reach back over to it. And it's so unique because all the things I've learned from my college days. And when I was in college, we had to build a business from day one. And we through that whole process of my time there, that was my business, the name of my business, what I had to do within my business, and when my business actually went into, like, a working status. So this is all what it is, and I tell people every day experience is what we have for the future. You just never know how it's all going to connect.
You know, you make a great point.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, Felicia Tyson Johnson.
Yes.
You know, you said something. You know, women, you know, sometimes after you finish school, you know, you have children, sometimes you have to place your dreams and, you know, put it in pause mode for a hot second before you can actually go back
to
them. And so Felicia, she's a licensed clinical social worker.
Yeah.
And so with her, you know, we've been married, this will be going on 14 years, but 14 of my 17 years, she supported me in the military. And it was times when she had a promotion or could have got her license and
mm-hmm.
had to stop because we had to move.
Mm-hmm.
But August of 2015, it was special. She got her licensed clinical social work certification and everything for the state of North Carolina. And then December last year, we launched Soothing Minds PLC.
Yeah, okay.
And so we offered 2606 Rayford Road. And like I said, God, it's been amazing because in her field, you have to meet people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said in life in general, you want to meet people where they are, because if you don't, it's just like, okay, he just saying the same. Well, he don't really mean it. He's just doing it just to collect a check or whatever.
Right.
But you have to have a special heart, and whatever that passion is for you. And then Ms. Johnson, this is her dream. And I'm like, babe, when my time is done,
ooh,
I'm going to support you.
Hello.
And that's what I'm doing now. And so everybody said, What you doing? I'm doing things that supplement my income, but I'm also her publicist.
Yeah.
Campaign, you know, promote her page and everything like that. But working as a team is powerful.
Powerful. Yes. Yes. And that is awesome. That speaks volumes. Good husband, good support team. You know, the structure of the family is there, you know, that unite everything together. So I just live to tell a story. When I was speaking with my good girlfriend, Catawba Jenkins.
Hey, hey.
I invited her to come in today and you know, and hopefully she'll be able to sit in some actually shows with me also. Love her personality. I love her energy.
Yes.
She tells me, well, darling, you the people person. I'm like, honey, no. We can go places. I'll be in my little chill mode. She doesn't talk to 20 other people on that side of the room. Yeah, that's just her personality. So big. So shout out to her today. I know with her mom and she's going through some fires to her health and everything. And then the losing of her parent was there, you know, with her and with her family. And so beautiful person, worked with her AT&T all these many years.
Yes.
So she didn't know the show was going to be about her kind of, sort of, huh? But she is a beautiful person. So she informed me about Dwayne, which I'm actually meeting him tonight. Dwayne did a show with you all. I want to say his name is. I'm going to make sure I get
Dwayne Webb?
Yeah, Dwayne Webb. Yeah.
Like, I just left from his change of command ceremony.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, it did.
Oh, my God. So let me tell you this part. So I'm like, okay, I'm inviting him. She told him about one of my magazines.
Okay.
And he said, well, I'm interested in trying to find out, well, how can I write for you? I'm like, okay, well, we can meet. So my whole mindset was, well, you can come to my office. It's at 906, you know, 55 Green Street. He said, no, could you come wherever I am at? I said, sure. Then he said, another message came later, could you bring some workout clothes? I said, what the work?
Dwayne is all about fitness. I'll tell you.
I said, oh my God! I said, have you been feasting on my face? He said, yes, he needed. But the goal in it is so beautiful because I love what he's doing with everyone who's getting them into the fit in their dance. And dancing is that's me.
Mm-hmm.
I could dance all day long. So
I just saw
it's gonna be a good. How about that?
I just saw him and Stephanie Kiegler and all of them. I mean,
right?
Yeah, just.
Wow. I don't even know if he's busy or not, but yes, I'm going to challenge you. Go on Facebook under Dwayne Webb, cue him, and then give him the phone number of our radio show so that he can call in right quick. So, I'm not sure if he is available or not, but we'll get him in. And for the listeners who listen in, actually through, you know, Facebook, you want to have anybody else calling in, just remember to dial 347-637-3166. And we can actually make this happen, get you on the air and get things done and answer any questions. So I just noticed, too, that, Raymond, that you speak a lot about God and how God is great. And the radio showcase, as far as, is WD?
Oh, WIDU.
WIDU.
WIDU is on 1338 Bragg Boulevard.
Okay.
And so it's a gospel radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And it reaches out to like four different areas here in North Carolina.
Okay.
Fayetteville, Lawnburg, Lumberton, and Red Springs.
Right.
And so it's WIDU been around for about years now.
50 years. Wow.
1600 AM, you can plug in and. Definitely, you know, great pastors, on the air and, you know, a lot of different radio talk shows. But on Mondays from 12 to 1 p.m., mm-hmm. every Monday, we have what you call the Community Impact Hour.
Wow.
And our show is based on, you know, community leaders here in the area. People, even not just here in Fayetteville, but outside of the Fayetteville area, throughout the nation, that has a gift. And they are all about sharing that gift because someone could be just like right now. Somebody mm-hmm. could be listening right now mm-hmm. and want to know how to do this.
Exactly.
How to go about going to the military.
Right.
How to go about being a model. This mm-hmm. and that. And so our show is geared upon that, and it's unscripted. Everything is just like, hey, it's God led.
Yeah,
it's God. I mean, I lie to you not. Pastor Chris, beautiful wife Demetria Davis. Mm-hmm. Catawba's cousin.
Yeah, that's what she was trying to explain to me, the breakdown.
Yeah.
And I'm one of those people. This is me, and I don't mean to cut you off. So whenever someone tells me something, I'm like, okay, I hear what you're saying, but when are you going to move and when are you going to act on it? So honestly, she was like, well, I'll get with them. Guess what? This is just who I am. Well, I'm talking to somebody right now. Well, that's not the person you need to be. Well, I'm talking to somebody right now. We are already making some connections. So it's all about it. And everybody's time is their time, and I understand that. But my time is my time, and how God utilized me is that just to make things happen. When I talk to corporations, I talk to the president.
Yeah.
Somehow I get there, and I'm talking to the president. I'm not talking to, it is a lot. And it's not because I'm saying I'm the great and I'm all that, but that's the way God lined it up, you know, for me to do so. But the whole thing is building connection, building a foundation where people can see that you're serious and you can move forward.
And I can tell you this, that Pastor Chris and Demetria Davis, mm-hmm. that was my connection here in Fayetteville.
Wow.
Because, you know, I'm in the health and wellness and everything. And I said, I was leaving the UPS. I said, hey, the personal fitness trainer here. So I said, you know, and they connect with her and everything. So she was out of town. She was at a women's conference down in Tampa, our home base of Force of Life Ministries.
Right.
And so she called back and we sat down and spoke. And she invited me to their it's Bible study. They call it bodybuilders.
Oh, okay.
And so you really get fed on Wednesday nights there. And I tell you one thing, it's a different type of Bible study. You know, kind of like, oh, Bible study, yeah. It seems like a picky to read and everything.
So I turned to this. Right. Yeah.
It was more interactive here, interactive. So I was just like, wow. And so that's how I connected with her husband, Pastor Christian. And then that's how the connection began.
Yeah.
The seed now is growing.
It's growing.
And we like, we go this person, oh, you know this person.
That's the way it works. In the fashion industry, have you tapped into been at any of the fashion show locally here at all?
I have not. However, March 1st of last year,
mm-hmm.
We had a barber. It was a barber and salon event, IDA, and so we met. It was at the Embassy Suite.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. You know, I met some salonists from Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Miss Brandy Nicole. Then John John Jackson. He's a master barber here in Fayetteville.
Right.
And so those amazing people. I'm like, man, this is a whole different industry here. And the barber, a little modeling involved as well. But
yeah.
I connected with Mr. Dwayne Jones.
Yeah, Dwayne Jones. Yeah. We featured him a couple of times in our magazine.
Great to talk about. Instagram, Fashion
Week. So how I'm connected with them is that I started my own, like this company, but it was online for the last 2 years, of course. And what we do is we have a media presence where we go in a red carpet type event. So we have like a spokesperson. Look, I call you and say, hey, Raymond, I need you to come on red carpet to be a spokesperson with me, you know, at the event. And normally whoever we are covering for, my models are in that showcase. But sometimes not, but that's a way for them to get into it. And then sometimes they're in it, then I get it because they're in it. So it's really a great type of way how you collaborate and how you communicate with everybody. But the reason why I brought that up, because a lot of great things coming up. Fashion Con is by a local designer here in Fayetteville. Shout outs to Julianne Johnson. She'll be here with me on Monday. Her and her mom, beautiful family. They all just put effort in helping her to achieve her goals. She is literally recycled stuff from paper bags, from tablecloth. I mean, garbage bag, and she makes them look like a showcase out of Italy off of the runway in Milan or anywhere. She is wonderful. So they did a show last year, I would say about mid-year, and then they're starting up another, they're doing another one. So we're going to cover media there, you know, at that time. So her name is Julianne Johnson, and it's the name of the show called Fashion Con. And for Fashion Week, let me give some run through what's going on social media, everyone. We appreciate you all for your supporting us and all our efforts. We have the contest starting when Friday of this week, which is week two? Day two.
Next contest, week number 29.
29, okay. So I know we were putting the information into the system every week and having them to start over. We're just going to let them continue that same count. So all the miles and talent, and that's a note that you can definitely share out there, put a public service announcement about that, is that we're going to let y'all continue to keep y'all same count as far as your likes for the contest and goes into the end of the month. So whoever ends on Saturday night at 11:59 with the highest, there'll be day two winner towards a chance to be on the cover of our magazine of Top Models and Talent Scout Network. So I just want to put that out there. I had inquiries of people wanting to join, and I said, of course, you can join in the middle of a contest a month. But contest 30 is going to be big, 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 big. That's contest 30. And it's on the table, ladies and gentlemen, whether or not we're going to keep this going forward or not with contest 30 and beyond. So listen out for some more information coming in about that. With Fashion Week, her name is Monique. She's out of Fayetteville. She is a person who she's been a part of, Raymond, she's been a part of Fashion Week with others, and she's done fashion shows with others here locally, and she's starting her own showcase here for our Fashion Week. And I asked her, I said, Monique, are you going to do this going forward? So shout out to her as well. She is doing big, big things. It's like every night she got something really going on. She's have a vocal night where she's going to do a bar's vocals, a black tie affair, and then she also have where she's going to be putting together, of course, a big fashion show, which is the finale, and that's the one that we're definitely going to be on the red carpet as well.
There's no need for me to leave.
No, this is a city. And, you know, I didn't know that it was that in depth with the fashion industry until I linked in and became a person who was sociable, like, you know, from being around. So they probably call me like a socialite. I'm giving myself that name.
Yes, you are.
And but I've been on social media, and I knew from day one, I remember having 10 people like my page, and now I'm in the thousands, with close to 12,000 at this point for one of our pages. We got over 25 pages that we circulate through. And right now, we were in about 35 million that is all in depth in circulation.
Wow.
So as it have grown, I haven't got the actual statistics on the remaining. But not only that, with our magazine, they have their own little stats too. So that's growing. And then with our radio show, that's growing. So it's just a big pool of just putting it all together. And it's God. I give it all to God. I mean, really, really do.
So as far as fashion here, what's like your age range? Y'all have children or an up?
Yes.
Or what's your age range?
Well, in the Five Top Models and Talent, we started with the age 2 and up, but work with babies according to whatever the client is requesting.
Okay.
But I actually opened it up with, did the breakdown in the as far as the policies and all that with, it's called IPA Celebrity Network Magazine. That one where the celebrities will be able to be a part of that portion, we're starting up from zero. If they are infants, we will work with them because I know they need them for commercials as well. So we'll open up the grounds for Top Models and Talent Network as well. Yeah, and all of what we do on the network side is put their information out there, give them a platform where they could connect with other models and talent, but mainly agencies who want to book them for jobs, who want to get them, you know, to be affiliated with their company. And I'm the middle person. I'm a bridger. I just bridge everybody over. Like a model might call and say, well, I want to meet with this agency out of New York, but, you know, they're just not giving me the, you know, as far as the time, or either they have my information. Could you check into that? Or either could you actually bridge us together and do set up a conference call? Well, here I am. I'm in the middle, and they're talking, and I'm just listening and tapping in, you know, with the conversation and just making sure that that they're getting what they're needing from them prior to understood. So I'm like the bridges, so I love it. Like a mediator. I love it, love it, love it.
That's amazing. That
yeah, it's a mediator. Yeah.
I go by, they call me the connector.
Ooh, so we got some names. Yeah. I love it, love it, love it. Yeah.
I feel like I'm in Paris or something like
that. Yeah. But it's the feel that we're trying to get. This behind you is our, this is my,
it's in New York.
It's New York, of course, but the name of the, I call it a little like a divider, but it's not a divider. My brain is gone right now. It was right there. Yeah. And I was in Myrtle Beach with that, and I wanted it so bad. I have a little small two-seater that I was driving, and they said, well, you can ship it. So I was like, wow, could y'all check all the stores in North Carolina if they have it? They're like, no. Well, we check and they don't. So I can imagine I was going to actually put it in the car. I was be leaning out of the car about this much probably on both sides, driving to the place to ship it. But when I got to the place to ship it, it was like $300 just to ship it. And that only cost like $50. I said, oh, no. From North Carolina to Myrtle Beach?
Find a way.
No. So about 2 weeks later, I went into Ross, and that's where I found it at. And I was just walking through, and I said, it was on my mind. I said, let me check and see if they have it. So I was looking through every little area, and I was like, nah. And as soon as I came around the corner, there it was. This is like if you saw someone with this little look on their face, like, ah, like that, you know, excited. So I actually found it there and brought it home. So I'm super excited about that. So what was going on with Dwayne Webb? Were you able to get in contact with him or
no?
But Dwayne Webb, if you're listening, we'll have you all back on at another time. And I do know.
I think I got him right here.
Oh, cool. Yeah, cool. So the number that he can dial into is actually 347. Oh, you got it. Cool. All right, gotcha. Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, Raymond Johnson is here. I want to say he is ultra. He said he's coming from, of course, an event on Fort Bragg.
Yes.
Where you were actually, where Dwayne Webb was currently
right.
at too. So.
And so Dwayne, he served in command
mm-hmm.
Over the 49th Press Camp
mm-hmm.
as a unit under the U.S. Forces Command.
Yeah.
And so he's a public affairs officer.
Yeah.
And 18 months of leadership.
Wow.
I mean, he planned his coming. I mean, you talk, this is like the best change of command ceremony I ever attended in my career in
right.
the military. You know, God was in that place.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, had the whole leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it was no time. No one was timid about speaking on how thankful they were that God was
mm-hmm.
With the type of blessings that were flowing, you know, especially with Captain Webb. I mean, Wayne is amazing.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and I know, and Dwayne, are you there, Dwayne? Dwayne?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, if you can put your... Oh, good. So this is Darlene Noble with IPH, and this is Live Your Dream. Welcome aboard. Welcome on our show.
I'm glad to be here.
Great. I know we're just talking with Raymond, and I was like, tonight is the night where I'm going to go meet you at, I believe, is that located at a gym?
Yes, College Lakes Recreation Center, 4945 Rose Hill Road. Our gift to
yes.
everybody that wants to participate is a professional photographer from Columbia, South Carolina, is coming in to take pictures of anybody that wants to participate, and we'll email professional quality pictures to them as our gift to the Cumberland County, Hornet County, and surrounding counties, all about fitness followers.
Awesome. Well, I know at this time, just sitting up here talking with Raymond, he told me he just was with you earlier. So I was like, wow, I'm meeting him tonight. How cool is this? I said, let's get him on the phone. Let's bring him on and see if he can, you know, actually sign in and talk with us. So I know you have a lot going on tonight, and along with Raymond, we were just talking about God, how good God is, connecting all of us together. So what are your insights on as far as, you know, just give us anything you want to let us know about your experience with God and what you got going for beyond this day.
Can you repeat the question one more time? What do I have planned for what?
With God, I know God is in the midst of all of this, getting everybody to be a part and connected in how we grow and we grow in numbers. Just give us some insight to what your take on what God is to you and also what you got going on beyond today.
Well, All About Fitness is a global organization that's spiritually founded, and we are in the process of waiting on our nonprofit status paperwork to come back in conjunction with the LOF, which is another nonprofit organization. It's the LOF doubles as our distribution center for all of North Carolina for people to come get shoes, clothes, purses, strollers, food, whatever they need. And we just want the world to know that, hey, these nonprofit organizations here need anything that anyone would normally need to succeed in life. We provide spiritual, physical, mental, and financial classes. We run based on donations coming in from all over the world. So if you have an organization or if you run an organization that likes to give to nonprofits, please email me at aafitnessclub@gmail.com. A as in apple, fitnessclub, all one word, @gmail.com, because thousands of people could use your help, and with everybody joining hands together, that would be awesome. So we have nightly classes, three nights a week, right here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and those classes are completely free with certified trainers, and we do all of it in the name of Jesus. And the only interest fee to any of our classes, financial fitness, mental fitness, physical fitness is a non-perishable food item, or you can bring a donation, and 100% of the donations go back into the community.
Wonderful, wonderful. And it's just so, you know, so important for everyone, you know, to be a part of it, because everyone has, you know, most the world call it niches, how they link to people. But I just look at it as how God wants you to connect with each other to grow and further someone else's path. So congratulations to you and all that you're doing, and definitely with the nonprofit area. I have two areas that I'm looking into. One is a random act of kindness, and another is bullying, which I am at the forefront of both of those. Last week we did a drive on providing roses to not only single parents but could have been married. We randomly just went and passed roses out just to let everybody know, to put a smile on their face that we care, as a random act of kindness. So kudos to you and all that you're doing, and I'm excited about meeting you tonight. And Raymond, what else do you have to share? You want to share anything with all any listeners? How could they find you on Facebook and all that great stuff?
Yes, ma'am, for everyone that's listening, you can find us on Facebook, All About Fitness Club. You can find us on Instagram, All About Fitness Family. Or you can email me at aafitnessclub@gmail.com. If you want to donate, if you have a talent and we can work together, if you own an organization or work for an organization that gives to the needy, please, please, please contact me and we can work together. It's All About Fitness Club on Facebook, or you can send me a friend request on Facebook, Dwayne Webb, DEWAYNEWEBB, or just send me an email, aafitnessclub@gmail.com.
Awesome. And also, Raymond, how could one find you, and what else do you want to share with the listeners? We'll be actually in our call on today.
You can find me on Raymond Johnson on Facebook, but also it's not about me. We have Soothing Minds, that's SOOTHING Minds, PLLC. I'm also Felicia Johnson, MSW, LCSW. You can find us there. We blog weekly. You can definitely be able to follow us. And
Dwayne, Dwayne, how could
Dwayne?
Yeah, if you can put your phone on mute when you're not speaking, we can have the background if you don't mind. We appreciate it.
Okay, I apologize. I'm putting you on mute now.
That's okay.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's fine. So definitely, so Raymond, so, and I know you were sharing, and that's with your wife's information too. So right. Please go ahead and share.
Yes, you can find us on Soothing Minds, PLLC. Or Felicia Johnson, MSW, LCSW, and last but not least, Raymond Johnson on Facebook. That's Raymond Johnson on Facebook, the guy with the smile and the cover page of prayer in his cover page. So
awesome.
I'm just glad to be here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for allowing me to be on your platform. This is amazing. I just love the setup. This is my first time, you know, in this building. But it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of hidden talent here in Fayetteville.
Yeah,
you got to go out about and go and find it.
Yeah.
I'm here to shine, here to be a beacon of light to somebody else.
Yeah, be a beacon of light to someone else. That's right. And just like with you said your cousin who's a celebrity hairstylist?
Yes.
And then, you know, just like in the same nutshell, all work together because there are a lot of celebrities looking for hairstylists that they're used to that being in that area, flying them here, flying them there. You just never know how it will work out.
See, that's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show, hon. I mean, so you're welcome to come back, and we can do this.
One more thing. Uh-huh. Also, please like us on Facebook. We have a Community Impact Hour page on Facebook.
Okay. Definitely.
Yeah, we do a lot of periscoping as well.
Yeah, that's what I want to get into, periscoping. So definitely, I know, Dwayne, you're there also still. Well, we have our grand opening, which that's going to be sometime in March. I will definitely let y'all know so y'all can come through. I'm not going to have like the regular grand opening. Say, it's going to be 4 hours and y'all drop in. It's going to be like a week. Yeah, I have a week to come. I mean, you know, at least one day out of the week y'all can, you know, somebody can show up. So I'm forever grateful. So, Dwayne, I will definitely see you on this evening. And again, thanks for tuning in with us and actually sharing all the greatness. You have anything else you want to say before we close out?
I just want to say thank you for taking care of me and thank you for shouting me out on the radio, everyone. and God bless you all.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Welcome. And everyone who's definitely working with me with Top Models and Talents Scout Network, a lot going on this week. Please keep your eyes and ears open to all that we have. M&T Productions, same here. Our company is growing every day. Well, people want to be a part of it. We're just working on getting our consultants for models and talent in a place where whenever you call, they're able to answer all your questions and walk you through. We just signed up for this great website, which I'm just a firm believer that I want to make it seamless. When you all sign in, y'all sign up, y'all take care of all of it. But we still want consultants there to walk you through to help you all to understand. So, again, please stay, keep your ears open and your eyes open. Definitely so you can know what's happening next with us. So, Yasmin, you have anything you want to say? And we're going to close it out with our commercial by Myron Grace.
What, Yasmin? Come on.
The lady with the pink hair.
Well, this conversation has been very interesting and intriguing. I just want to keep it short and simple. Thank you for listening. Thank you for coming. And this was just a really great conversation. I enjoyed myself.
Oh, great. So she does a lot, but it's family, and you know family can get some time, right? So So pray for me as I pray for you and pray for her. Yeah, but she is, you know, everybody has their own gift, and as my company grows and stuff like that, she's probably going to be in the back of the corner. So I'm like, didn't I tell you to do this?
Right.
Didn't I tell you to do that? But as of now, I'm doing that to her. Didn't I tell you to do this? Yeah. So take us out with our commercial for the last commercial for today, and I appreciate it. Shout out to Myron Graves. He's been working with me for the last 3 months. He's actually out of Connecticut. He has over 100,000 listeners just United States-wide, also 65 other countries that are listening to our information that is going forth, so super, super excited about that. And
IPA, Tomorrow
and also Talent,
Ads, and Media. IPA's Model Talent Ads and Media is also looking for new advertising and media clients that would like to bring a professional staff to get the job done. IPH Model Talent and Media. You can visit us on the web at InfinityPowerhouse.com. InfinityPowerhouse.com. IPA Model Talent and Media is bringing an innovative mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in. So I want you to, when I get to three, Raymond, I want you to yell out, shout out, live your dream. You ready? Okay, one, two, three. Live your dream. Woo! Thanks again. Have a great day, everyone. Awesome.